And now, a commentary from Chris Fitzsimon, the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
This is what politics in North Carolina has come to. The state's largest city adopts an ordinance to protect basic rights of gay, lesbian, and transgender people, and the political leadership explodes in a fury of fear-mongering for political gain. Governor Pat McCrory says the ordinance is extreme left-wing regulation and a threat to public safety. House Speaker Tim Moore and Senate President Pro Tem Phil Berger try to out-pander each other with references to children at risk from sexual predators. But all the ordinance does is simply protect lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people from discrimination. A hotel can no longer refuse a room to a gay couple because they are gay, just as they cannot refuse a room to an African-American couple because of their race. It's hardly a radical concept. More than 250 local governments have already adopted a similar ordinance, including Columbia, South Carolina, where at last check there has been no flurry of attempted bathroom assaults. Many major corporations already have non-discrimination policies in place, and nobody's fleeing Apple or Bank of America over their bathroom policy. Enough is enough. North Carolina must be better than this. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.